This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Live Palace News, a bit later than usual, 10:45 in the UK, but I know we've got people all around the world watching. So I know for some people it might be the morning, for others they might be having their lunch. I was having a dinner. I don't know. But wherever you are, if you're watching a replay, and if you do enjoy the content and watch it live, make sure to get involved by sending your thoughts throughout the show. Leaving a like and subscribing would be much appreciated. As always, the channel's been growing fantastically. And thank you once again for your support. Roy Hodgson spoke today, and we're going to be talking about some of his comments, admitting the toxic atmosphere at the club and more. Of course, I had to bring the right man for it, Patrick, because he loves Roy the most, so we will have a debate. One person Roy in, another person Roy out. We'll look at some of the comments pre-Chelsea game. Look, it's going to be a massive game. But look, Patrick, before we actually speak about it, how you been, man?
I've had a rotten day.
You start your day rotten, to be fair.
Let me talk about it. So, Palace have ruined my day again. They've ruined so many days of my life. It's amazing, but today was especially bad. So as I told you, we just recorded the preview for the Chelsea game with Nick. Mm. Please make sure you check it out, people, later on when D uploads it. So I woke up this morning and had the nerve, the audacity to listen to Roy's presser live. That was the worst decision I've made in years. I will never listen to that guy again. The famous quote was, it was the perfect storm, talking about the injuries, was the last thing I could ever hear that guy speak to. And then, this afternoon, I decided to watch the academy team play the FA Cup youth team, and they lost to Chelsea 2-1. And, of course, one of our players, our best player, got a hamstring injury, Zach Marsh, which is typical Palace.
Exactly. We're just contagious, under-18s, under-21s, first team, everywhere, man, everywhere. I wonder how the women's team picked up hamstring injuries, or are they fine?
They're playing Chelsea this week, too, so it's going to be Chelsea for Palace. We're about to get our, you know, what's handed to us this weekend by Chelsea Academy, Chelsea Women, Chelsea full first team. Terrible. Happy days.
It was of course Zach Marsh. It's Palace news, so we can talk about that quickly. The under-18s, sort out the FA Youth Cup. Am I right, Patrick?
Yeah, they were good. They would have played Millwall of all teams, funny enough, in the quarterfinal, which would have been such a brilliant. What a great that would have been played to play Millwall. But yeah, they lost in the sixth round, I guess it was, to a very good, by the way. I mean, if anybody knows Academy football, they're the first team since the Busby Babes to win the cup like 5 years in a row. That was with, like, Reece James and Gahey was part of that team, Gallagher way back. They've won five in a row. So they're ridiculous. They're just a brilliant academy, obviously. So I mean, it's no shame. It was just a tough loss. It was a good game. I mean, they played hard, but they were missing him. Marsh went out in the first half, and they didn't even have their second best player, Indola Mustafa. He's a attacking midfielder. He got injured in the last game. He was out, so it was backs against the walls at Selhurst. You know, decent crowd for a youth game, but it was a tough loss. Is what it is.
Mm, it is a tough loss, and trust me, we know about losses. That's all it feels like we know about.
Lost FC.
Lost FC, just L after L after L. But look, you're smiling right now, Patrick, but you weren't smiling at, I don't know, what time you woke up to watch Roy's press conference. And to be fair, it wasn't only you. A lot of people after it, I saw comments saying, get him gone. I guess he didn't help himself. But for you, look, we'll talk about it in a bit more detail. But what areas of it frustrated you the most? Of course, I know that you're not Roy's biggest fan in the first place, so I don't think anything he really says is going to excite you. But what got you so angry today?
The lack of accountability. When mentioning the injuries to the players, especially Olise, he basically said that the kid could have told him he didn't want to play. Now, I don't know. I'm so confused how football works nowadays, but I could have sworn that the manager basically makes a decision on who plays and who doesn't play. If you know a player's injured...
To be fair to him, he had been saying... he said it before. I don't know what game it was. It was recent. It might be Sheffield United, to be fair. He did say how, you know, he spoke to Elise and he seemed like he was ready to go. Like, he did have conversations. So, of course, the medical department will know to a certain extent.
Right.
Hodgson will know. But end of the day, it's about how Elise feels. No one can feel what Elise is feeling.
Got you.
I think he's talking in on that level. He's saying, you know, you could have told me that he wasn't ready enough. But then again, I don't know Elise personally. I've met him once, but then also from what I see on social media, like he's normally tend to be quiet towards the media. I don't know how he is within Palace camp, but should have Elise said, I don't want to come on? I doubt Elise is going to say that. I mean, he's on the bench, and why would he not want to come on? End of the day, if you're a professional footballer and you enjoy playing the game, then you are going to want to come on. It's on a manager to make the decision. Other than that, I mean, everyone wants to come on. If you're on the bench, who doesn't want to come off the bench?
Yeah, here's the thing though, right? Basically, Roy's entire tactics are get the ball to Eze, get the ball to Olise. What you do is, you're down 3-0, you're away from home, your tactics haven't worked. You really think being Olise on that game is going to change that game? So my point was, it's just common sense. If we just let him sit out. If he gets injured during the week, I'm mad, but I'm not as mad. If he gets injured on Monday against Chelsea, I'm mad, but I'm not that mad. The Brighton injury makes no sense. He shouldn't have been on the pitch. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna understand why you're being on Olise on 3-0 down away to Brighton. I'm just not gonna ever buy that. If you put them both on.
The sense part, yeah. But he did say in his press conference that he could have been injured, let's say, in a training.
I just said that. And that could happen. Like, we were doing the pre-game show before, and I told you, we've got like 4 hamstring injuries. Ferguson's is a hamstring. The Corey's an ACL. But Ward was out with a hamstring, apparently. Rakitić obviously is a hamstring, got injured again, by the way, in 21. Ward, great. Happy he'll be starting on Sunday. That'd be great. That's good news. But you know what I mean? So I'm not saying, it's just that if you want to get the fans on your side, do things that make sense. Anything he does is not making sense. And the other thing he did, he made some comments again about the youth players. I mean, one of the reports asked him, you know, how about the young players? And he kind of brushed it off, like he's not going to be playing again Ahamada or Ozo or Wharton or Francis. So I'm saying, what hope do we have? I mean, I think we're going to necessarily beat Chelsea on Monday, but if you go in that game on Monday, Dean, and you start Walter in midfield, and you start Hamada at in the 10, let's say, France right wide left, and you play Ozo in its midfield, at least you'll be there on Monday. At least, you know, fans will be up for the game. But to go out there and play...
I don't know about up for the game, I'll be honest. But yeah, I will be there, okay. But I don't know about up for the game. Maybe others will, but trust me, I'm everything but up for the game.
Yeah, brother, I hear you 100%. But you know what I'm saying? If he played some of the kids and gave us a little bit of hope, us being the fan grace, but to continue to troll us, and as a, what's that great word that Tim used the other day about how he taught, what was the word? I can't remember. I'm having like such a bad day in my memory today. I tell you, Roy just really, I'm not going to blame Roy, but I'm having some, the whole day is messed up because of that press conference. It's messed up my whole day. My memory
the just press going that route of that. After 12 hours, you still can't get over it. Stuck with him to the end of the season.
I don't think
we're stuck with him to the end of the season. I think he will get a sack. There's no way he survives.
I don't think
the board are looking at this game as
that's the word. Thank you. There it is. That's the term. He's gaslighting. Thank you, just to Eze. You're right. He's gaslighting the fans. Whenever he says stuff, he's gaslighting us. He just says things just to wind me up and wind us up as a fan base. But again, another thing he said that was said, they asked him, have you spoken to Steve Parish about your situation? He says, no, I haven't spoken about it. So what do they talk about? They're talking about the weather in England, you know, lunch. What are they talking about? They don't talk about football.
I don't know. Maybe the canteen, you know, talk about food. The weather,
the new stand maybe. Talk about the new stand getting built. Maybe that's.
I don't know exactly what they're talking about because it's that's what I'm saying. It's weird. I mean, maybe Parrish doesn't want to mention about his future because obviously respect for him, but he's just going to sack him straight. It just doesn't make sense because I thought that they spoke day to day. That's what Roy said. They speak day to day. Was it Brighton press conference where he said they speak day to day?
But not about his situation.
Well, I guess it'll be coming out of the future. Then you raise a question about what do you guys even talk about? Like, you talk day to day. I mean, it's about what you talk about. I don't know. Maybe it's just a case of you don't want to tell the manager straight away, look, you're going to get sacked. I mean, that's a weird thing
Last year, I've got to do it. I'm sorry. Last year, how many times did the press ask Vieira towards the end if he was under pressure? And he said, yes, and I've spoken to the owner about the pressure I'm under. And I understand the pressure I'm under. At least 3 or 4 times before he was finally gone. I remember the press conferences. So it's pretty regular. It happens. Normally, if you're under pressure, you know it because you spoke to the owner. Apparently now, he's not under any pressure. So good for Roy. Good for Roy. Good for Parrish. Yeah, long may they reign, as they say in Game of Thrones.
Then the reports this week were suggesting that, you know, it's about finding a replacement. Like, he is under pressure. A change is needed. That's what apparently they came to an agreement. Is he not going to Roy's face and telling him he's under pressure? Is he going to do it all of a sudden? That's what I'm saying. Nothing in this football club is straightforward, honestly.
It's just such a weird season.
Everything just needs to go like left. There isn't anything as straightforward in this football club right now. Can we beat Chelsea? Not a chance. We speak about that in a match preview that should be out most likely on Saturday. Opposition preview out tomorrow. Main stand, my foot, 11 years, nothing, forget that. Rubbish is called gaslighting.
There you go. Yeah.
He also admitted today, Patrick, that it is toxic at a football club. Look, he knows, of course, you can see from the fans, the chanting, the performances, everything that's going on. But he kind of, not downplayed it, but he kind of said, look, it's parcel of the game, like he knows that the fans are not happy, etc. I don't know if he said anything wrong. He basically just admitted that it is toxic. But then if your manager knows it's toxic, the fans know it's toxic, the owners know it's toxic, surely a change is needed. And if he's not going, do you think that this could be a way of him maybe changing it up against Chelsea to try and change the toxicity? Or
my friend, my good friend, do you really think Roy Hodgson on Monday will do a single thing to make the fans happy by playing something? Either changing the style, the formation, trying some youngsters. He's going to do what he's always done because he doesn't know any better. He's going to play this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Same players in the same roles and thinking it's going to get better. The definition of madness, my friend. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. He's not going to change. The only thing I think he might change is the goalkeeper. Might. Besides that, I can get, as I stand here, Hugh starts, IU starts, Schlupp starts, and possibly Ward starts, but that would be ultimate in Gus Gaslight, having him come right back in the lineup.
Nah,
I wouldn't be surprised. He's the leader. He's the captain. He's the leader. But Yeah,
he's I'm sorry. We're not doing this leader nonsense. He's not. He can't start. I mean, come on. Surely
Award
not.
For Munoz, right? Getting back, right back in it. He's fit.
Surely not. Munoz, actually, we spoke about in a match preview. I thought he had a decent debut against Brighton. He also, we'll go through some of the quotes. He did give us an update about Mark Gahey. Gahey is just a question of time until that jarring passes and he gets full flexibility in his knee. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a particularly long injury. So Gahey shouldn't be out for long. He spoke about France and Ahamada, saying that they are understanding more of what we're trying to do and the game is constantly improving. Now for them, when they get a chance, they have to really grasp that. France has had more chances than Ahamada in actual fact, but when they come on in recent games, they've been sharp, they've been lively, and they've shown they understand what we're trying to do. There's no reason to suggest they're not closer to the team. So, of course, they're asking the questions, right? So he has to answer them, but I'm tired right now. I don't know why I'm so tired. Hopefully I'm not getting ill.
I do.
I'm tired of the France and Hum. He feels like the questions asked every week. And whatever he says, it's pointless. They're getting closer. The season is going to end. I mean, what is this? Just inches closer every other week. If he plays them, if he starts playing them, then I'll be like, fair enough. Like, I believe you. But what he says doesn't add up to what we see. Because France really gets an opportunity when the game is done. Or Ahamada, when the game is done, they don't really get an opportunity to change the game. So they're getting closer, but it seems like he still doesn't have trust in them in terms of playing them at the right moments, Patrick.
You know what? You said that right. But the one time they had to try to change the game, they did, Man City. The one time this season they had to change the game, they did it. And then
I think he brought them on when the game was pretty much like done, as have a run. And they, in fact, the game wasn't done because they changed the game around. But I think that was the idea. Like, it's not like they came on when it wasn't 1-0, it was 2-0, right? Or 3-0.
It was
3-0. I'm so tired. But yeah, so they did change it. But other than that, Patrick, I mean, we've been hearing comments about they're getting closer, they have to learn what they're doing, and they're still not playing. And on Elise's injury, I mean, we mentioned it at the start of the show. He said that the bottom line is they happened in this game and we're trying to see reasons why it happened and when it happened, but it could have happened at any time. He said that there's no question of that. You could have come on for 5 minutes and done that. You could have not come on at all, then done it in the first training session here. For me, it's another element of incredible bad luck we have suffered recently. So for the Elise injury, he's blaming luck for that, which I don't think it's luck when you have that many injuries back to back. And with Elise, like, I don't think you have to be a qualified person in the medical department to realize that, you know, he's picking up these hamstring injuries. We're rushing him. He's playing a lot of games. And we're hearing murmurs from here and there that he shouldn't be playing as much. Common sense is required. If you picked up in the first training session, as you said, Patrick, then it's annoying, but it's a bit more understandable. I think a 3-0 down and you bring on Elise, frustrated everyone. It frustrated everyone. It made it worse because it was the case of, if you want to bring on someone, bring on France. You know, the game is done. It doesn't make sense to bring on Elise. And I think regardless of what would have happened or could have happened, that's what agitated a lot of the fans, because now we're out with Elise not being here for 2 months.
Listen, you nailed it again. It's the circumstances. It's not the fact that he got injured, because it could have happened anywhere. Of course it could have. I mean, Rasaki got injured in an under-21 game 2 days ago, so it could have happened anyway. I get that. But it's the fact that you rely, your whole tactics, Mr. Hodgson, relies on two players. You wrap them up, and then instead of having them out for 4 weeks or 2 months, have them out for 2 matches. So you sacrifice the Brighton game, which you weren't going to win anyway, and the Chelsea game, and then they'd be ready for, for Everton or whoever. I don't even care who we play next. We'll probably lose it anyway. But you know what I mean? But the fact that he did that just doesn't make any sense. Like I said, and then with the kids, man, give them a chance. I'm just saying, just give them a chance. I'm tired. You cannot tell me. And this is the funny thing. I don't actually dislike Hughes and Schlupp, but I dislike them a lot more under Hodgson than I ever did, because of the fact that he plays them every single game without impunity. Never criticizes them. They all play 10 out of 10 matches, and he doesn't ever want to not start them. And what's going to happen if you don't start Jeffrey Schlupp and Will Hughes? What do you think is going to happen? Might play a little better. We might lose still.
It could be worse as well.
We might lose still.
But then again, I think it's a case of, we've reached a case of, like, it's not working right now. If we are going to lose, let us lose trying something different rather than the same old thing. We get it. I think that's the point. Like, it's not. Oh, France is 100% going to be the answer. Even though in the glimpses he's looked very good, France has looked very good in the glimpses that he's come on. So it's looked positive and reason for him to play more. But yeah, I don't understand it. Just to Eze saying could have taken a chance of Lingard. I don't know. He's where is he now? Is he?
Do you remember what Lingard's famous for? Just to Eze.
Yeah,
people are going to sign a player that scored a cup final goal and beat us.
We could have potentially got a trophy if it was a friend.
I mean, never going to do that. I mean, with all due respect, you know, he was a decent player. I mean, come on, we're not going to sign a player who basically broke my heart.
I mean, there's a lot of clubs. There's a reason why he's abroad.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, imagine cheering for Jesse Lingard in the Palace show. Who could ever do that? I couldn't imagine doing that. I just couldn't imagine doing it.
You wouldn't do that.
Jesse Lingard for us. I could do it for Harry Kane. Oh, we never got final. Never, mate. Are you joking? I'm never going to be over that final. Never. I'll tell it to my grave. I feel over. No, I'll never get over that. No. And the thing is, I can still remember the goal going in the far end. And then
it's like a PTSD, man.
If I close my eyes,
I can see it right now.
I'm looking for the right hand side, and the ball flies literally from the left,
I remember that goal.
Right now, I see the goal. Jesse Lingard never come. Never, Paddy shirt. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
not and to be fair, Klamberg
had a part to as well. Klamberg had a part to as well.
Why don't we hire him as a manager? Klamberg, our new manager.
I mean, which one would you rather have? If you're so still upset over the FA Cup final, would you rather have Hodgson or Klamberg in charge?
You know what? Let's talk about actual. You know, I heard a rumor that I heard that people are actually looking at Lampard.
That's just Twitter.
Hey, bro. Well. It wasn't a choice. Somebody put it in some group chat that I'm in. Let me tell you something. I'd rather have Paddy McCarthy.
Mitch Shane Hughes is a good midfielder, a good midfield destroyer. He's just been forced into roles he's not capable of excelling in.
No, he's not.
He's not number 10. He's not a number 10. That's the problem. He's not number 10. He might be a destroyer or whatever,
but wait. With all due respect, a destroyer, Will Hughes.
I think he means by like how aggressive.
He's aggressive. I'll give it. He's aggressive. He's not a destroyer. You know what destroyers are? Like Matic is a destroyer. You know, are you kidding? You're gonna compare with as a destroyer. He's a little niggly little midfielder. He's not a destroyer. He just tackles hard. Big deal. I mean, this is the thing, Pat. We love a tryer. He's a good tryer. He's a great tryer. He's like, what's that guy that's forward used to have? He didn't score any goals. In the first year, what's his name again? The guy who scored no goals but ran around a lot. It's got like one goal for Palace. I'll look up his name in a minute. I mean, we love a lot of people that ran around.
I mean, Cameron Jerome used to run around back in the day.
That's the one. Cameron Jerome. Thank you. Cameron Jerome ran around a lot. Oh, he wasn't a good player, but he ran around a lot. That's the same thing Will Hughes does. He runs around a lot. He's got a great effort. Good.
I don't know. I think I think you see the best of Will Hughes when he's coming off the bench. And secondly, you see the best of Will Hughes when he's not playing as a number 10 because he's not a number 10.
Off the bench, late in the game. There he is. There you go. Red F. He's a terrier. He'll nip at your legs and all that. That's all great, but that's not a football player.
The aim should be, I don't know what it is now, I think, saying up, but he's not a football player that's going to, you know, if he starts week in, week out, that's going to get you, let's say, top 10.
I have a question. Yeah. If Will Hughes is such a great player, what's anybody's biggest memory of Will Hughes in a Palace shirt? Your best memory? I have one.
I just think of him as slide tackles. I don't know.
Everton, yeah. FA Cup. He scored like the fourth goal, right? He scored the fourth goal. Remember that? The FA Cup game against Everton when we destroyed them.
I don't really have memories of Will Hughes. I just think of
him as a player. Every player you have a memory of, a great memory, right? I can't remember. The only thing I remember is Will Hughes, that goal against Everton in the FA Cup.
I don't have a memory of Zaha, so... So every great player, I remember what you're trying to say.
That's a good point. That's it.
No, I'm joking before people take it literally.
That's the one. There's that as well. Everton. That's I agree. And that's it. That's his biggest memory. That was 2 years ago. Well, oh, yeah, that's another one. It's another one, yeah. The Casemiro beef. And that wasn't even football related. He's trying to getting basically choked out by Casemiro on the side.
Yeah.
I mean, is that really a football memory? Him getting beat up by bullied by Casemiro. You know what we're talking about?
Well, I think it's best suited to come off the bench.
I agree.
And I wonder what's going to happen with Adam Walton now. Then again, when Eze is out injured, the replacement should be, I don't know, Hamad Alfransa. But when Eze is out injured, you just don't know. You could easily be seeing Will Hughes still as a number 10 and Adam Walton in that lineup as well. I mean, Adam Walton, Lerma, and then Hughes as a 10. I mean, that's still a possibility like that you can't take away. So, Will Hughes is a player that was meant to be a great next thing, but never developed.
I remember. He's a player
to bring on at 65 minutes to kill a game off because he will run slowly forever. And I think that pretty much sums up Will Hughes. But look, people, we're going to wrap it up today. It's not going to be a long show because I'm absolutely knackered. I've been literally talking about Palace for the last 2 hours and then two opposition preview videos, match preview, and also this as well. But if you have enjoyed this, make sure to leave a like and subscribe. Tomorrow, the opposition preview should be coming out on Saturday, the match preview. And of course, as the content comes in, as the news comes in, we'll be here discussing it live every single time. But if you have enjoyed this, like, subscribe. That's it from me and Patrick. And until next time, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.